frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only young when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view, and if his answer is not the best,
you are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
There was once a house near a big dark forest where a little girl called Wasilisa lived with her cruel stepmother and stepsisters. They made her do all the work while they painted their faces and admired themselves. Their father was away, and her only friend was the doll her real mother had given her with her blessing before she died. One day, the fire went out. Her stepmother was very angry. "Now look what you've done. You will have to go into the wood and fetch fire from the Baba Yaga." And she pushed her out of the door and slammed it. Wasilisa walked for hours through the black wood. And just as Venus touched the horizon, she came to a path. The birds began to sing, and through the trees a man dressed in white rode past her on a beautiful white stallion. And the day came. Then the path became a wide track. She heard the sound of hooves again, and through a cloud of dust appeared a chariot drawn by winged horses. As it flew past, she saw in it a man dressed in gold who looked straight ahead and would not see her. The sun rose. Until twilight, when she could make out in the distance a twinkling of lights, which became a cottage surrounded by a fence of little lights. As she got closer, she saw that each fence post was a bone, topped by a grinning skull, whose eyes glowed like dark coals. There was a rush of wind, and a great black warrior on a black horse, carrying a silver scythe, rushed by with hardly a sound, galloping straight into the cottage, and disappeared. Wasilisa crept closer to the house. She could see now the gate latch made of a human arm, and the lock that was a grinning mouth full of teeth. She was just about to run away when she heard another sound. and round the corner slithered a mortar, steered by a woman with six arms. She was brushing away her tracks at the same time with a broom made of cats.
You shall have your buyout, but you must work for it. Come in and serve me.
Vasilisa followed her in.
Bring me everything in the oven.
And she ate it all, leaving only some dry bread and water for Vasilisa.
Tomorrow you must clean the house, sort the good seed from the bad in these four bushels, and cook me dinner by the time I come back, or I'll eat you.
Then she went upstairs. Vasilisa couldn't sleep for fear until a doll whispered in her ear, "The morning is cleverer than the evening. Go to sleep." When she woke up, the doll had just finished sorting the last of the grain. So Vasilisa hurriedly cooked dinner and had just finished when the Baba Yaga returned. She was so angry when she found the house spotless, the corn sorted, and the dinner on the table. But she said nothing, just clapped her hands, and three pairs of bodiless hands appeared, took the good seed and started grinding it into flour. Vasilisa couldn't look away.
"What are you staring at? Why don't you say something?"
"Who were those riders I passed in the forest?"
"The white's the day, the gold's the sun, and the black's the night, of course."
"Where do you go when you leave the house?"
"Be careful what you ask about other people's business. Too much knowledge will make you old."
Vasilisa wanted to ask about the hands, but dared not, and so the Baba Yaga said,
"It's my turn. How did you manage to finish all the work in time?"
"Oh, it was with my mother's blessing."
"I don't want blessings in my house. Tomorrow you will have to do all you did today again and sort out these three sacks of poppy seed."
Finishing the work, Vasilisa was seized by a terrible curiosity to explore. So she went upstairs and, opening a huge iron door, found herself in the middle of a beautiful room full of strange things. In front of her was a mirror, and as she approached it, she saw the reflections of a faraway town. In the foreground stood an old man talking to an old woman dressed in rags. As Vasilisa leant forward to try to hear the conversation, the man looked straight at her. His face was so sad, she took a moment to realize it was her father. And she had to turn. She noticed an enormous copper-bound book on a table. She tried to open it, but it was locked. Beside it was a little golden key. It was very heavy, but with a great effort she managed to unlock the book and had to clasp her ears. the book shut. She backed away, only to bump into a pedestal on which was fixed a beautiful crystal. As she gazed into the multicolored depths, a smoke swirled there, and she began to see landscapes from a great height. And looking down, she saw a forest, and in the forest was a little cottage, and going in through the door was the Baba Yaga, and she was going up the stairs, and then she was opening the large iron door.
So this is your mother's blessing!
Wasilisa was seized by the hair and dragged into the mortar.
Now you will see what you should not want to know.
And they slithered off through the forest. Soon they came to a large building which had strange smokes coming from it. Near a gaping mouth stood several large creatures. Some had animal heads on their bodies, others had too many legs or arms. They were grabbing bundles of people and throwing them into the mouth, which chewed them into small pieces. Suddenly, Wasilisa felt a pair of claws take her feet, while something else coiled about her neck. She looked up to see a wolf and an eagle grinning down at her. She screamed and struggled for all she was worth. But the jaws came closer until they were all around her, and she felt no more. Thing she knew, she was flying high over a beautiful country. The sun racing across the sky, trailing sparks everywhere, so that a day passed in a second. In a moment, she was in the forest again, standing by a pond. She could hear the dreadful sound of the machinery in the distance, and was about to hide again when she noticed her hands. They were full of deep wrinkles. She felt her face, and the skin was ridged and rough to her touch. She looked in the still water and saw the reflections of a bent old woman. Then the Baba Yaga appeared, holding a skull on a pole with two glittering eyes.
"Now take your fire and go."
The next thing she knew, she was flying high over a beautiful country. She saw the sun racing across the sky, trailing sparks everywhere, so that a day passed in a second. The dreadful sound of the machinery in the distance, and was about to hide again when she noticed her hands. They were full of deep wrinkles. She felt her face, and the skin was ridged and rough to her touch. She looked in the still water and saw the reflections of a bent old woman. Then the Baba Yaga appeared, holding a skull on a pole with two glittering eyes.
"Now take your fire and go."
By mid-morning, they had come to the little cottage in the wood, but there was no one there, so they went on and came at last to the mill. There they saw the Baba Yaga directing her slaves.
"So you have come back, have you, and brought him with you? Seize them and throw them into the mill."
They were quickly surrounded by the horrible, slimy forms, and many hands gripped their arms and legs and dragged them down to the giant, grinning mouth. But it was slowing down, and gradually it stopped. And then started again, in reverse. Struggle as they might, they soon felt that indescribable pain, and both lost consciousness. This time, it seemed to Vasilisa that a stream was flowing up her back and into her head. It became stronger and stronger, becoming a river which swept all her experiences away into the ocean of oceans. Her hands and face felt young again, and beside her stood her father, wiser than ever before. The Baba Yaga appeared in the form of a goddess, beautiful and terrible. Her skin was smooth and black, and seemed to glow from within with a fire. In one of her hands she held a mirror, and in it they could see an image of their faraway home. There was no sign of the stepsisters and stepmother, but the skull was still burning, and where the women usually sat, there were some small piles of ashes. As she looked at them, the Baba Yaga said, "Those who sleep will be consumed by fire. To those who love, life is given again and again and again."
That was Vasilisa from the first Mother Gong album, Fairy Tales. This is Peter Matthew Buer and Scientology Airplane Conversation.
No ghosts or memories got you now.
Here's Ex Magma and Zinc Tank.
Grüß Gott, tritt ein, bringt Glück herein.
Now, Miss Heroine from Peggy Seeger.
So now, my child, you've grown tired of grass, of mescaline, cocaine, acid, and hash. Here's someone pretending to be your friend. Let me introduce you to Miss Heroin. Well, honey, before you start fooling with me, let me inform you how it will be. Don't get no illusions, you'll be my slave. Send folks much stronger than you to their grave. When I have entered deep down in your veins, craving me always will drive you insane. You'd sell your own mother for my charms and rock in contentment when I'm in your arms. And when you realize the monster you've grown, you solemnly promise to leave me alone. Think you're special with some kind of knack. Wait till you try getting me off your back. The vomit, the cramp, your guts tied in a knot. Every nerve screaming for one little shot. The hot chill, the cold sweat, the withdrawal pain. All eased by my little white grain. When you return, just as I have foretold, you'll bring me your conscience, your body, your soul. You'll give me your freedom, your future, your heart. And you will be mine till death do us part.
Miroslav Radziwiłłaski and the Primary Principle, Part 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Thank you.
Is Gene Ross and Rockin' China Doll.
Ding dong ding dong diddle diddle ding doing doing diddle diddle ding dying dong ding dong ding doing doing diddle diddle ding dying dong ding dong diddle diddle ding doing doing diddle diddle ding dying dong ding dong ding. I got a gal across the sea, pretty little girl to marry me, swinginest gal I ever knew, love her deed I do, she's my rockin' China doll. Do I love her man and heart? Charm. I hear her doing, doing, diddle diddle ding, die young dong ding dong, diddle diddle ding, doing, doing, diddle diddle ding, die young dong ding dong ding, doing, doing, diddle diddle ding, die young dong ding dong, diddle diddle ding, doing, doing, diddle diddle ding, die young dong ding dong ding. I'm gonna go across the sea, bring that girlie back with me, keep her always near my heart, then we'll never part. She's my rockin' China doll. Love a man and heart. When I take her in my arms, I get lost in all her charms. She tells me, doing, doing, diddle diddle ding, die young dong ding dong, diddle diddle ding, doing, doing, diddle diddle ding, die young dong ding dong ding, doing, doing, diddle diddle ding, die young dong ding dong, diddle diddle ding, doing, doing, diddle diddle ding, die young dong ding dong ding.
Thank you.
two now from Lady June. First, Missing Person, followed by Please Dream Too.
Each day, will I miss the soft sound of your cough in the hall? As time passes by, will I miss you at all? Yes, I'll miss you, I'll miss you, I'll miss you, I know. As I ask once again, must it always, must it always? Miss the way that you call my name? Will I miss the astuteness of mind and brain? Will I miss all the mess that you drop on the floor? Will I find someone else that I simply adore? Yes, I'll miss you, I'll miss you, I'll miss you, I know. As I ask once again, must it always, must it always be so? Will I miss your smile and your style and grace? Will I miss all the sadness that rests on your face? Will I miss all the thumps as you race up the stairs? Will I miss the feeling that somebody cares? Yes, I'll miss you, I'll miss you, I'll miss you, I know. As I ask once again, must it always, must it always, must it always be so? Must it always, must it always, must it always be so?
Although I'm just a little flea, I wish I lived under the sea. I'd bite the mermaids on their tits and chew the whales to little bits. I'm not at all particular. Nip, nip, rub, itch, scratch, scratch, kind sir, I'm not at all. Bite a lobster on its beak, then nip a trout while in a creek. At stinking Neptune on his bum, then go inside and bite his mum. I'm not at all particular. Nip, nip, rub, itch, scratch, scratch, kind sir, I'm not at all. Jump into an oyster's shell and make its life a living hell. Find a mussel on a rock and watch it go and run a walk. I'm not at all particular. Nip, nip, rub, itch, scratch, scratch, kind sir, I'm not at all. The mackerel, sardines, crabs and plaices, bitten all over their faces. Monkfish, haddock, bream and coley, all swimming round and looking holy. I'm not at all particular. Nip, nip, rub, pinch, scratch, scratch, kind sir. I'm not at all particular. I dance with dolphins in the deep and get no time to rest or sleep. I might look like a little dot, but when I'm through, you'll know I'm not. I'm not at all particular. Nip, nip, rub, itch, scratch, scratch, kind sir. I'm really not.
Is Burl Ives and
come on and close your eyes, close the door, you don't have to worry anymore, 'cause I'll be your baby tonight. Shut the light, shut the shade, you don't have to be afraid, 'cause I'll be your baby tonight. Well, that mockingbird's gonna sing away, and we're gonna forget it. Big fat moon is gonna shine like a spoon, but we're gonna let it, and you won't regret it. Kick your shoes off, do not fear, just bring that bottle right over here, and then I'll be your baby tonight. Well, that mockingbird's gonna sing away, and we're gonna forget it. The big fat moon is gonna shine like a spoon, but we're gonna let it, and you won't forget it. Kick your shoes off, do not fear, just bring that bottle right over here, and then I'll be yours.
And to play us out, here's the Edgar Broughton Band and Nighthogs.
You might be thinking or dancing or drinking, talking of lovemaking ever so sweetly. Some of us outsiders, outsiders, outsiders are only sustained by believing. We're independent of your power of spending. We beg and we borrow. We can creep up behind you. Bye bye. Living like a pig, dying like a dog, no hope, no hope, nighthawk, nighthawk. Living like a pig, dying like a dog, nighthawk, 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 nighthawk. Is falling down.
darlings, the healthy Nighthawks are making a trend. The new weird receptionist, what a perfectionist, giving them credits, it's no compensation. A young woman's face, surrounded by screaming, everyone wishing
they were just dreaming.
We'll steal her a better one someday.
Die like a dog, no hope, no hope, Nighthawk, Nighthawk. Living like a pig, die like a dog, Nighthawk, 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 Nighthawk.
Where's the real love? I'll be feeling love. I'll be feeling love.
Well, if you have been, thanks for listening.